Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parshas Nitzav Vayelech. That's Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Tes. Now, from here until the end of the Torah was said by Moshe Rabbeinu on his very last day on earth as a parting message for all of Klal Yisrael. And the Torah tells us, Atem Nitzav Vayim Kolchem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "You are all standing here today, Lifnei Hashem Lekechem, in front of Hashem your God, Roshechem Shifteichem, the heads of your tribes, Zeknechem, your elders, Veshotreichem, and your officers, Kol Yish Yisrael, all Jewish men, Tapchem Neshechem, your children, your women, Vegercha, and the Ger Masher Kav Mechanecha, they're in the midst of your camp, Michay." From your wood choppers ad shev mecha until your water drawers. Now, what's the purpose of you being here? Lo avrucham bevis Hashem lekechu v'alasai, to pass you into the covenant of Hashem your God and His oath asher Hashem lekechu karesim chayyim, that Hashem your God seals with you today. And the purpose of that is l'man hakim oischa yom loy la'am, in order to establish you for Him as a nation. V'hu yelcha lekim, and He shall be as a God for you. Kasher diber aloch, as He spoke to you. V'kasher nishbal v'secha, and like He swore to your forefathers, l'avram yitzchak l'yakov, to Avram yitzchak and Yaakov. And who's it for? V'loytchem levadchem. It's not only with you. That I'm sealing this covenant and this oath with you today. First, for everyone who is here today in front of Hashem our God, and also whoever's not here with us today. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. You're standing. That teaches that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all of Klal Yisrael on the day that he was going to die in order to enter them into this treaty, into this covenant. This is Roshechem Lishivtechem, the heads of your tribes. He gathered all the important ones first, and then everyone was gathered together. The next pasuk tells us, from your wood choppers. Now, who exactly are these wood choppers? Malamis teaches us that the Kananim, these are the people that live in Eretz Yisrael, they came in order to convert in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like the Givanim came in the days of Yeshua, they dressed themselves up, they pretended they came from a very far away land and said they wanted to convert. Now, really, Kananim are not allowed to convert, we have to kill them. And this was said by the Givanim in the times of Yeshua, Vayasugam Heima Ba'arma, they also did it with trickery. Unusana Moshe Chetveitzim Shevimayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not let them become Gerim. However, he did allow them to become wood choppers and water jars for Klal Yisrael. Let's go to Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. L'man Hakim Oscha Yom Loy La'am, Kol Kachu Nichas Latrech, L'man Kaim Oscha L'fan of La'am. Hashem was working so hard, Ki'ilu, in order to establish you for Him as a nation. Mehu Yelchal Hakim, and He's going to be as a God for you. Lefisha Dibra Lacha, since He spoke to you, Venishbal Visech, and He swore to your forefathers, Shaloy Lacha Vazarim Bum Acheras, He's not going to exchange their children for a different nation. That's why He's binding you with all these shvuos, so that you shouldn't anger Him, because He's not able to separate Himself from you. Up until here's a simple understanding. And here's how God says, Rashi, why is it this parsha of Atem Nitzavim comes right after all the klalos in the previous week's parsha? Since Klal Yisrael heard 98 klalos, 98 curses, this is excluding the 49 in Taras Kehanim. Their face turned colors, and they said, who is able to stand with all this? It's going to be so difficult to keep the Torah. We have so many curses that are going to come upon us. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu started to reconcile with them. You're standing here today. You've angered Hashem so much until now, and He hasn't completely destroyed you. You are standing right in front of Him today, just like this day, as it exists, and it becomes dark and it becomes light. So too He has given you light, and He will continue to give you light. And these curses and punishments, they sustain you, and they keep you standing in front of Him. And even the parsha that's before this, this is the end of last week's parsha, that's also divrei piyusim, conciliatory remarks from Moshe Rabbeinu. Atem risim is kol asher. Davar acher, another way of understanding, atem nitzavim lefisho Yisrael yetzim parnas leparnas. Since Klal Yisrael was going from one leader to another, from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua. Lefikach, therefore, also isa matzava, He had them stand there, kedei lazarzam, in order to encourage them. And v'chein asa Yeshua, v'chein Shmuel, Yeshua did this, and Shmuel did this. Hesiasu v'shafte eitchem, k'shiyatsum yada, v'nichsu yada, yishal shol. And Pasuk Yudalan Rashi says, v'esa sher inenu pay, and whoever's not here today. That doesn't mean whoever's not here because they're sleeping and they're playing hooky. It means, v'afim daras hasidim liyas, this treaty, this covenant is being sealed with all the future generations as well, who are not even here today, because obviously they're not alive yet. And back to Chumash, Pasuk Tesvav, what exactly is this bris? K'atem yudatim, for you know, v'esa sher shavnu b'etz Mitzrayim, that which we lived in Mitzrayim, v'esa sher avarnu b'kerev ha'goyim asher avartem, and that which we passed through all the nations that we went through. V'atres shukutseim, and you saw their abominations, v'esgulayim, and all their disgusting things. That's talking about the idols of Eitz Va'evin, wood and stone, Kesef V'Zav Asher Imam, and the idols of gold and silver that are with them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tesvav, K'atem yedatem, l'fisher isem hu'umas, since you saw the nations, v'shemeh hisi lev echon mikem oisoy lechas achreihem, perhaps one of your hearts is going to inspire you and you're going to want to go after the nations. Pasuk Tezayin, Rashi, v'atres shukutseim, talking about Avodah Zarah, zara al shem shehim meuzim kishkatzim. They're disgusting, like shkatzim, like creepy crawlies. That's why it's called that. Gilulehem shumus rachim umeuzim kegalol. They stink and they're disgusting, like excrement. Eitz va'even isem shel eitzim shel avanim. All the different idols, they're made out of wood and stone. Reisem megalol. You saw those out in the open. Lefisha ein hagayim yirem shem yiganvu. Because the goyim, they're not afraid that anyone's going to steal them. They're not worth much. Avol shel kesef v'zav. The ones of silver and gold. Imahim. That was with them. You weren't really able to see them. B'chadim maskisam heim. They were in their rooms. Lefisha heim yirem shem yiganvu. Because they were afraid that their idols of gold and silver were going to get stolen. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pen yeshbachem, lest you have among you isha isha, man or woman, a mishpach or a family, a shevet or an entire tribe. Asher levavai pina hayomim Hashem lekenu, that his heart turns away from Hashem our God. Lo lechas lavai, to go in service lo hayagayim ha'im, the gods of these nations. Pen yeshbachem sheresh pyre roish velana, lest there be among you a root that is growing, roish and lana. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pen yeshbachem, lest you have among you a person that wants to serve avodah zarah. Fikachani tzarich lashbiachem. That's why I have to be mashbiach you over here in these psukim. Pen yeshbachem shema yeshbachem, lest there's a person among you asher levavai pina hayom et melakaba olav habris, he doesn't want to accept this covenant, this treaty. Shairash pyre roish velana, shairash megadol esev mar, it's a root that grows, this bitter herb, kegidim shehemarim, like gidim, which are bitter. Klimar, meaning to say, mafre umarba, someone who grows and increases, rasha bekirbachem, wickedness in your midst. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudchaz, v'hayi b'shamba yisdibir al azayis, and it will be when he hears the words of this curse, v'izbarach v'vavay leymar, and he's going to bless himself in his heart, saying, shalom yeli, I'm going to have peace, ki b'shiris libe ilich, I'm going to go in the way that my heart desires, l'man tzvais harav v'satzmeya, thereby adding the drunk with the thirsty. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudchaz, v'izbarach v'vavay, l'shain bracha, this is a lashon of blessing. Yachshei b'libi, he's going to think in his heart, birchas shalom la'atzmai, blessings of peace for himself. Lamer saying, Levi unia klaus halalu, these claws, these curses are not going to come on me. Ach shalom yeli, I'm only going to have peace. V'his barech, benedir shavya blaz, k'moy v'his galach, v'his palal, b'shriyus libi eilech, b'maris libi, as my heart sees. K'moy ashrenu v'lekarev, claimer to say, mash libi royal asais, whatever my heart sees to do. Laman tzvais harava, lefisha oisef loy peronis, amasha osad hainim shagig, for I shall add on to him punishments on that which he did b'shagig unintentionally. V'yisi mavir aleichem, really, I would have overlooked that which he did b'shagig. But v'garim atash atzarfim imamezen, now he's causing that I'm going to combine them along with that which he's doing on purpose. V'apari menu hakarl, I'm going to punish him for everything. V'chein tergum unklas, that's what unklas translates this as. B'dil oisaf alei chete shalusa al zedonusa, sh'oisaf alayini, that I'm going to add on to him hashkaga, it's the unintentional, al zedonus, along with the intentional. Harava, literally we said this means the drunk, shagig. This is referring to someone who does something b'shagig unintentionally, shu oisak adim shikar, shu oisak shlamidas. He does this haver like a person who's drunk, who does it without knowledge, he doesn't really know what he's doing. And hatsmeya, the thirsty one, shu oisak midas, that's doing it with knowledge, vitava, and desire. When a person sins like this, back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes, lo yev Hashem slayach loy, Hashem will not be willing to forgive him. Ki az yashan af Hashem v'kinosa b'yishahu, because then Hashem's anger and wrath is going to smoke against this person. V'rav tzabay kala alak, suva b'sefer hazeh, and it's going to come down upon him, all the curses that are written in the sefer. Umach Hashem shemayim itach Hashemayim, and Hashem is going to erase his name from underneath the heaven. V'hiv diloy Hashem l'ra, and Hashem is going to set him aside for evil, mikol shiftei Yisrael, from all the shvatim of Yisrael, kechol alis habris, like all the curses of the covenant, haksuva b'sefer taira hazeh, it's written in this sefer taira. And v'amar adar acharayin, and the later generations are going to say, and who's that? B'neichem asher yikum me'achareichem, your sons that come up and are established after you. V'hanachri, and the nations, asher yavim eretz rechika, that come from a faraway land. V'roas makas ha'aretz ahivas tachloya, and they're going to see the plagues of this land and its sickness, asher chilo Hashem ba, that Hashem afflicted it with. Gafres v'melech sreifa chol arza, sulfur and salt burn the whole land. Lo yisi zara, it's not going to be planted. Lo yisatzmiach, and it's not going to grow anything. V'lo yaleh ba'kol esev, and no grass is going to rise up on it. K'ma pecha sudayim v'amayra admod svayim, just like the overturning of sudayim, amayra, and mayin svayim, asher havach Hashem ba'apiv chamas, that Hashem turned over in his anger and wrath. And v'amru kol agayim, and all the nations are going to say, alma asa Hashem kachal arz hazayis, for what reason did Hashem do this to this land? Mechari ha'afagad lazeh, what's the reason for this great anger? V'amru, and they're going to say, alasher azviz, bris Hashem al ke'avaisam, it's because they abandoned the treaty, the covenant of Hashem, the God of their forefathers, asher karas imam, that he sealed with them by tziyay aysam and Mitzrayim, when he took them out of the land of Mitzrayim. V'yeh chovayavdul him acherim, and they went and they served gods of others, v'yishtachvu lahem, and they bowed down to them, elohim asher lo yada'um, gods that they did not know, v'lech chalak lahem, and didn't apportion to them. Let's just see Rashi v'yir pasuk chav, hey, lo yada'um, lo yadu behen gvoros elikos, they didn't see, they didn't know any greatness of Hashem in these gods, v'lech chalak lahem, v'lo yinusanam l'chalkam, it wasn't given to them, and v'lunkas tirgim, v'lo yaitiv alahain, lo yaitiv alahem shum taiva, they didn't benefit him any goodness, meaning these gods didn't give these Jews any goodness, v'lshayin lo yichalak, oisei lo yikash, shabarchu lahem, lo yichalak lahem shum nachal, v'shum chilek, it didn't give them any nachal or any chilek in Eretz Yisrael. Back to Chumash Chavav, so vayichar af Hashem bar tzahi, that's why the anger of Hashem burned against this land, l'havi oleas, kol haklala ksuv b'sefer hazeh, to bring upon it all these curses that's written in the sefer, v'yitshem Hashem al masa, some, and Hashem removed them from their land, ba'af uvchem uvketzav gadol, with anger, wrath, and great fury, and he sent them to a different land as this very day. And Aliyah concludes, on Hashem Hashem lakin, within his stars, the hidden things, that's for Hashem our God. Vaniglois, however, that which is revealed, lanu l'vaninu ad olam, it's for us and our children forever. Lasis is called divrei ha'Torah zayis, to do all the words of this Torah. Let's see Rashi over here in this last pasuk chavches, hanistars Hashem lakinu. The im timer, if you're going to say, mabi adenu lasis, what are we supposed to do? Atamanish is a rabim, you're punishing the rabim, the many, al yiru ayyachid, because of the bad thoughts of the individual. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, pen yesh b'chem ish, lest there be one man among you. Vacherkach, and afterwards it says, v'ro es makos ha'aretz ahi, and you're going to see all the different afflictions that the land was afflicted with, seemingly because of one person. V'haloi ein adam yodei matbanos shel chaver, a person doesn't know what's hidden in his friend's heart. How are we supposed to prevent that? And we're going to be punished for that. Ein ani manash es chamal anu stars. That's why Hashem says, I'm not going to punish you for that which is hidden. Shehin l'Hashem l'kenu. That's for Hashem. V'hu yipar me'as ha'yachin. Hashem is going to punish that individual. Aval ha'niglois. However, that which is revealed, lon of l'nenu, l'vayar harabik yirbenu. That's incumbent upon us and for all the children to get rid of the evil from our midst. V'im loy nasidin bohem. And if we don't bring them to judgment, yeyanchu arabim, so then everyone's going to be punished for them. Nakad al lanu v'nenu, the reason why there's dots on top of the words lanu v'nenu, lidresh, that's to darshan sha'afal and niglois loy anish asarabim, that even on that which he's revealed to everyone, we're not going to be punished, ad sha'avar sayardin, until they crossed over the Jordan River, mishikibu aleim as ha'shvua b'hargizim b'harevel, only once they accepted the shvua at hargizim b'harevel, v'nasu arevim zelza, and only then they became guarantors, they became linked to each other, and only then the rabim can be punished if they don't get rid of all the evil in their midst. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the second Aliyah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.